Reading from Block Club Chicago, parents and local leaders and even alder people are raising questions about the Chicago Public Schools system for tracking COVID-19 cases. There's a suspicion out there that the Chicago Public School system might be ginning the numbers. Some saying officials are misleading the public about how the pandemic is affecting the kids. CPS officials denied any wrongdoing and defended their methodology, but two alder people want an investigation based on an analysis from a CPS parent and cloud engineer. Our next guest, Jacob Andre. Jacob, welcome to WDLS. How are you, sir?
Doing good. Pleasure to be here, John.
Well, thank you very much. I looked at your portal. I went through some of this. Apparently, it appears that parents are getting emails about COVID-19 cases in their kids' schools, but those cases are not showing up on the district's dashboard. Do you think this is just incompetence or deliberate malfeasance?
Well, I mean, at a point, does it really matter? You know, when you have these administrators taking care of your children all day, I mean, there's almost very little amount of incompetence that we should be able to, you know, need to put up with.
Is it just too much a tidal wave of data that they just can't keep up with?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, the problem started on the 4th, and then after the 4th, of course, kids weren't in school, so that should have pretty much stemmed the inflow of cases at that point. So I don't see why there would be a change there.
Well, explain to me how that changed. I didn't go back and check that far back. So when the unauthorized strike happened, the CPS, ostensibly the cases would drop, did their dashboard not show that online?
So what the CPS's dashboard showed increases of cases as people would report cases that had sort of happened those first 2 days. And, of course, there would be some administrators in the school buildings that might have cases that would then be reported. So those numbers would continue to go up. But after the 4th, very few of those cases were attributed to schools, right? So on the 4th, when, say, there were 1,000 cases in schools, only, say, 200 would have been placed in those schools. So parents would not see those high number of cases on their own school's dashboard.
So whether it's intentional or not, essentially the Chicago Public Schools, they're inflating the COVID numbers in your mind.
No. They're deflating the COVID numbers. So what their explanation is, sort of weak as it is that they stopped showing reported cases and only started showing confirmed cases. Now, that's not terribly useful if it takes them weeks to confirm those cases. You know, parents aren't getting any sort of up-to-date information about that. But in addition to changing that data, they still had on their graphs that they were showing all the cases, not just confirmed cases. Up until at least the 19th, they were showing that they had were showing data for cases where an investigation had not yet started or was in progress, which is what they're now admitting was not the data being shown.
As a data scientist, essentially, cloud engineer, Mr. Andre, and I know Alderman Brian Hopkins, among others, have looked into your methodology and said, yeah, we need an investigation. What would you recommend the CPS start doing?
I mean, I think that it sort of comes down to trying to find out when and why. You know, they can say what they want in a press release, but there, I assume, are emails asking whatever engineers are working on their website to change how that data is being reported, and the timing of that, and the reasons for that. Before they were caught and had to say something would be very informative for that investigation.
Listening to Jacob Andre, he's a CPS parent, cloud engineer. He conducted a data analysis that showed, and I misspoke a couple seconds ago, that CPS may have underreported COVID cases. Did you speak to the alderman, Brian Hopkins, about this? And if so, what does he intend to do? Do you know?
I have not spoken with him yet.
And how did you get on this? In other words, did you have enough time to donate to this? You're looking on their official dashboard on the website thinking, this doesn't add up in my mind.
Yeah, it was all donated time, as you say. I was just working on a dashboard as a side project. I started about a year ago and have been keeping track of these numbers. And then after the first, they stopped adding up. And so I started looking into that.
How many kids do you have enrolled in CPS?
I have two kids enrolled in CPS, a second grader and a fourth grader, and then I'll have a kindergartner next year.
And at the risk of putting you in the crosshairs of the political world, I mean, would you give the CPS, what grade would you give them based on their COVID protocols over the last couple of years?
Well, I have a background in infectious disease research, and I'll tell you that if I were to, you know, publish a journal article where I was showing data and the graphs were saying that the wrong thing was on the graphs, I would probably have to retract that paper. So that would be a solid F on visualizing data from them.
Do you think that in general schools are safe environments for the kids at this point, 2 years into this, that we can initiate protocols and policies that keep the kids and especially the teachers safe?
Well, I think that's hardly for me to decide. I think that's a pretty personal decision for the parents, you know, depending on their situations at home, you know, grandma's living with them, somebody who's immunocompromised is living with them. And that's why I think it's so important for CPS to be providing as accurate data and as timely data as possible so that those people with their unique situations can make the best decision for their family instead of having those decisions made for them by removing those cases.
Every time I talk to a CPS parent, I ask this question. Again, it's a loaded political question. You can pass on it if you want. But, Jacob, do you think CTU was justified in their walkout, the recent walkout in general, or do you think it was an overreaction and kind of a sour grapes with the mayor?
Well, I think that their relationship is always going to be fraught with problems. I'm not a teacher. I'm not a member. I don't have the inside scoop on any of those things, so I will decline to answer that.
That's smart. Jacob Andre, so you are a cloud engineer. Are you able to work from home?
Yes, I am.
In the last 2 years, how tough has it been with the kids out of school for such a long period of time and now back in school, out of school, in, out? And how did remote learning work for your kids? Again, a personal question. I apologize.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I mean, it's tough having kids at home. It's tough navigating, trying to get work done, trying to keep them on their work. You know, my kids learned how to do, like, keyboard shortcuts, right, to change tabs real quick so that they could watch YouTube videos instead of doing their schoolwork. One even learned how to turn on closed captioning to pass a spelling test.
Nice! That kid's going places.
That's right. I mean, I think it has been very helpful for them to be back in school. I think that teachers would probably agree that they like seeing their students' faces, and that it's hard for everybody for kids to be home. But again, that's sort of maybe most people and not all people. And, you know, I have my little desk next to my desk where my daughter, who's, you know, still in kindergarten or preschool, right, will sit and cut up sheets of paper all day, right, to try to keep her occupied. I like having them back in school, right?
Yeah.
And I hope that having kids in school and then be sent home, you know, because of COVID helps encourage parents to sort of get some more stability in their lives by vaccinating their kids so that they don't have to send them home for those quarantines. I know that's been very helpful for me and my kids.
Yeah. Based on you being mentioned in this Block Club Chicago article, has the CPS responded to you personally and said, we'd like to look at your data, we'd like some help here?
No, they don't answer my calls. I've, you know, have a history of trying to ask them, you know, questions that they don't answer, which I'm not surprised by. I mean, as I was reporting this, a number of reporters also chimed in and said, you know, we've been asking CPS about this and not getting responses. So I don't see why they would answer me directly.
And just to follow up, your child who learned how to turn on the closed captioning to help with a spelling test, how old?
He is the second grader right now.
That kid's going places.
I hope.
Yeah. That kid's got a bright future. Smart guy. Well, thank you, Jacob. Andre, nice talking to you, sir. Continued success, and I wish you the best with the CPS.
All right. Take care, John.
Pleasure to be here.